بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسولين كريم ما بعد My beloved brothers, all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with Iman. May Allah keep us with Iman. May Allah take us away from this world in the state of perfect Iman. And on the day of Qiyamah, may Allah ta'ala resurrect us with perfect Iman. Also praise and thanks is due to Allah who has made us in the beloved, most beloved Ummah of His most beloved Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved brothers, Allah gave us a short life. Uncertain life. In this past year, how many rich became poor? How many healthy became sick? How many married became divorced? What is there that we got that is in our hands? Allah has given us this last few days of Ramadan to make decisions of good for us of dunya and in akhirah. Because at the end, it's in whose hands, my friend? Only in Allah Pak's hands. That's the time that we have to submit. Not in what we think is success. Put ourselves over to Allah. That Ya Allah, I want the best, Ya Allah. The best of not only a small dunya. The best of akhirat. The other day I was on the plane, there was a young Pakistani girl next to me. She cried the whole way. After that I asked her, Beti, kya pareshani hai? She said to me, my husband came to South Africa at the age of 18. He lived in South Africa for 18, 20 years and he made big money, good money. They say we married for 1 month, they shot him dead. This is what's dunya. That's why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the most dangerous thing is two. One is incorrect yakin in Allah and the other one is entertaining high hopes on distant future. So entertaining high hopes on distant future leaves a person with an occupation that leaves him no spare time. A neediness that will never end. A poverty that will never come to an end. And at the end, only that is meant that will come. So my brothers, we are here for another place. Beloved Rasul alayhi salam never called a doctor intelligent or a lawyer or instead an alim or a hafiz. All Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who prepares for his death, remembers his death, prepares for his death, remembers his death. He is the most intelligent and most astute of all men. It's morning, it's time to go. Everybody's busy, my beloved brothers. Allahu Akbar, where are we going to? What are we running for? What plans we got? Huh? Allah, you know, a brother came with us for 4 months in the year 2001. He was staying in Ladysmith. After Masjid Hilal was built, we were going back on our way. So I went to name, his name was Muhammad. I won't say the surname because probably most of you might even know. And I went to Muhammad, I said, Muhammad, come man. You got to come out with us. He said, I'm busy. He said, I just became the chief buyer of all these cash and carries around. I said, Muhammad, that's not a problem. Still you have to make come out. He said, I just bought a supermarket with 30 outlets. And he kept on saying, and wallahi lazim, we left him and a beautiful human being. If I saw his generosity, like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you can envy two people. One is who reads a lot of Quran and the other one who's got a lot and gives a lot. Imagine indeed you can envy a person who gives a lot. They say a generous sinner in the sight of Allah is more beloved than a pious miser. Anyway, we left him. 2 weeks later, we get a phone call. Muhammad passed away. We went for the mayyit. It was late at night. After the janazah namaz at the masjid, we followed the janazah. We passed his cash and carry. It was as if that cash and carry was telling me, yesterday, Muhammad said he can't leave. Today, this cash and carry is saying, Muhammad, you carry on, we'll also carry on. Brothers, this is the time to make that connection. What is it? Allahu Akbar, simple. Nabi alayhi salam said, jisne uska taluk, khuda ke saath sahi kiya, khuda uska taluk, sare makhluk ke saath sahi karega. The one who's connected correctly to his Rabb, his Rabb will connect him correctly to the entire creation. No government can do, no job can do, no degree can do, no desk can do. La ilaha illallah, they're all dead. There's only one doer is Allah. Become Allah's, Allah will become ours. If Allah is happy, the sky is happy. If Allah is happy, the earth is happy. If Allah is happy, people are happy. If Allah is happy, our wives will be happy. If Allah is happy, our children will make us happy. If Allah is happy, the sky is happy. By the custom of Allah, if we die, even that earth is happy and say, Ya Allah, Allahu Akbar, from all the people on the earth, I love this person the most. Now let him come into me, see how I will treat him. Make Allah happy. Make these days, this last few big nights we got. Don't worry about anything. Nobody can harm us. Nobody can benefit us. Nobody's life can be taken until Allah has decided. Nobody can increase it nor decrease it. Nobody can get until Allah has decided. Nobody can take until Allah has decided. If Allah is our protector, who can harm us? If Allah harms us, who can protect us? If Allah gives, who can take? If Allah makes, who can break? Beloved brothers, this is the chance. Become Allah's on the way of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahu Akbar. If you want to, there's, as I said, a short time, everybody's busy. Just few things. The short life, brothers. Allahu Akbar. I came from one country now. Wallahi lazim, the people who left Islam, they say, we give you a guarantee, 25% of third generation of Muslims are gone. For whom those fathers have earned. This is the law of Allah. Sacrifice goes, tabligh will go. Tabligh goes, deen will go. Nabi came, Dawat came, deen came. Nabi went, Dawat went. The children of prophets became idol worshippers. In this time and age, clear, where the effort of deen takes place, weak Muslims will become stronger. And then, my beloved brothers, the doors are flung open for kafirs to accept Islam. And when the effort of deen goes, strong Muslims become weak. How many come to the boundary of Islam? And Allah, Allah forgive. How many leave the fold of Islam? Wallahi, we were in Brazil, 1980 something. There was an elderly man on a bicycle coming for tahajjud namaz. When there wasn't a single person coming for fajr namaz. After fajr, he took us home. I looked at that house, there was only crosses. Only signs of non-Muslim. Eventually he asked, what happened? He said, my father was a sheikh in Lebanon. He came here, I got married. My whole family is non-Muslim. One Pakistan pedal jamaat walked. That noor affected my heart. From that day, I've never missed tahajjud namaz. But all those children, the dunya looks close, it's far. It's not even in our hand. But the effort of deen, Allah's promise, yes, ulama sitting in front of me. That person who makes an effort for deen, Allah has promised, not Allah will give him hidayat, Allah will open the roads of hidayat for him. Brothers, while we're here, let's make a niyat. Every one of us, Allahu Akbar, you know, what's up, sorry man, you know, you're telling me 15 minutes, I hope I'm not already over. That's why, now this thing is on my heart, I'm saying it. We were in England last year, a South African alim who's there. He said, now there's so many bodies we can't give ghusl to anymore. I said, what you mean? He said, the entire bodies are full of maggots, worms. I said, what you mean? He said, we take a spray gun and spray that body. Can you imagine that person, how many days or months before that there was nobody there to visit him? And imagine after he died, when that bad stench came out of the house, that's the time they found the body. In a first world country, one alim said beautifully, today, before we had no watches, but we had time for poor, time for needy, time for weak, time for distress, time for broken hearts. Where is Allah found? In broken hearts. Who's there to visit today? What is our life? Busy, 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 busy. Busy going where? 3 hours on the phone. That's our busyness. Busy on what? Imagine on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will say, I was sick, you didn't visit me. He said, Allah, you sick. He said, that sick person you visited, I was there with him. We got no time. Man who goes out to meet a person sick or healthy, Malaika make dua, Ya Allah, make his walking blessed. Ya Allah, bless him. And for every person he meets, give him an abode in Jannat. Allahu Akbar. Man visits the sick person, 70,000 Malaika make dua of maghfirat for him. And if he dies on that day, by the qasam of Allah, Allahu Akbar, he dies like a shaheed. What we are? Man visits a sick person, he's traversing in the gardens of Jannat. Imagine a man helps a poor person on the day of Qiyamah. That person will be told, go in the lines of the Jahannamis and pull out that person who helped you. Brothers, riches is that. Riches is not where we think it is. By the qasam of Allah, anybody dies. Everything. Degree, position, profession, property, political, whatever. Everything but everything divorces him. Nothing but nothing comes with him. What are we working for, brothers? I know we must ask for these needs. We should. Who else can we ask? But brothers, ask Allah for hidayat. make a decision. Nabi Ali, last thing, beloved. Nabi Ali Islam climbed up the minbar. He said, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Sahaba say, we never heard this before. He said, I made three, Jibreel Islam made three badduas, curses. Say, the first one was what? Who sees his parents in his old age and doesn't make a chance to make their khidmat. May Allah's curse be on him. Who gets the month of Ramadan and is not forgiven by Allah. May Allah's curse, imagine. This is the month, ulama will tell us, Ramadan comes from the word fire. Fire means burns out. No sin is left. Imagine Allah can't take it that somebody doesn't make tawbah. I had a brother in New Orleans, year 2000, wallah, time is gone, 2000. And asked him, but how you change your life? He said, I was in Zurich. I was working in Zurich. Allahu Akbar. And each day my mother phoned me and she said, Beta, Eid Mubarak. See, I burst into tears. She asked, why are you crying? He said, by the custom of Allah, I didn't know the whole of Ramadan passed. My brothers, what life we're living? It's us only here. Look at this beautiful environment. Where in the, how many places in the world can you get this environment? We came, now Allah gave us tawfiq. We came from Canada, came from England. How much shukr we must make, my beloved brothers. How much shukr we must make. Imagine that father whose son is making tarawih, or whose hafizul Quran, even if he's in the qabr. What happiness that must be. Make our decision, brothers. Correct our connection with Allah. Take on this little responsibility. Simple things. Let's make such an effort here that there must not be one bay namazi in our area, my beloved. Let's make that effort that talim comes in our home. We are late. Allahu Akbar, probably you don't know. But we know, my beloved. Wallah, there's news coming that Muslim children, Muslim people are leaving Islam. Bring the talim in that house. That noor will save our progenies from going out. One man losing Islam, wallah, ulama sitting here, is heavier, the loss on Islam is heavier than hundreds of thousands of Muslims being made shaheed. The loss of one man losing Islam. Today that pain is not in our heart, my brother. Sorry, my brother, I took too much time. Allah forgot, I was told just a few minutes. Each one, let us make niyat. At least in this last few, this night, look at 2050 is also gone. There's 127, 29. Make a decision, please. Don't look at somebody else's palace. What they say now, Gujarati, I don't know. Bijani Haveli Joini Apari Jomprini Turwanu. Don't look at somebody else's palace and break our heart down. Don't look this one, that one. That is not success. But the custom of Allah, success is who? Who's got food for the next meal? Who's got no debts on his head? Who's got a body that is healthy, hearty? Who's got a wife that is upright as regards his modesty, his money, his respect, his concern? And more than anything else, Allah who's got children who become the coolness of his eye. What he needs more than that. Isn't that the king of the world? The other day a person stood in front of an open qabr. And he said, Ya Allah, I wish my son is here. Open our hearts, my beloved. Don't restrict ourselves to these things that we see. There's something that is beyond that. Become that helper who takes pity on the people of the earth. The one in the sky will take pity on him. Allah grant us all tawfiq, strength, ability. Save us from one small request, small brothers, if we had fights with our brothers, sisters, on money matters, on some other matters. Brothers, today, take the phone. Even if we feel we are right. And even if we are right, humble ourselves. Phone them. Ask them forgiveness. Imagine a man is on right and he asks his forgiveness, what Allah will give. Wallah, who breaks family ties, that duas don't go up. At least in the last, in this month, let us not have any bad relation with anybody. Inshallah, this will be the means of our duas accepted. Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu wa laka shukra kullu. Allahumma laka alhamdu kama anta ahlu fa salli ma anta ahlu. Wa anta ahlu taqwa wa ahlu al-maghfira. Allahumma khfirli al-mu'mineen wal-mu'minat wal-muslimin wal-muslimat. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا فاجعلنا سببا للاهتداء اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد هذا الكريه يا ربي لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلالك وجهك وليظيم سلطانك اللهم انك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو عنا يا كريم اللهم اني اسالك خير ما اسعدك منه نبيك وحبيب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر مستعاذك منه نبيك وحبيب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحان ربك سيدنا يسفون وسلام وسلم الحمد لله. I was with his grandfather in bed. 1985. I'm not a very young father.